Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for August 27th, 2023. Getting into the fall, aren't we? I'm looking forward to being with you in this upcoming month of September. A lot going on in my world in September, and I hope to be able to share a lot of this with you as far as inner work is concerned. We're going to have some wonderful workshops getting ready for our retreat at Mount Madonna in November, which I'm always looking forward to. Not very zen, is it, looking forward to, but I am. I just feel very grateful for all of this. I got this email from a man, a gentleman who wants me to keep his name, confidential, and I'm fine with that. If you ever send me a question and you don't want your name mentioned or where you live, just let me know. I will honor that, of course. He talked about looking back at his life and all of the things that happened. And he said, I can see how I sabotaged myself. Help, he said. How do I cease sabotaging myself? Well, you know, I don't look at my life the way you do at all. I'm going to call this person Sam. That's not his name, but I'm going to call him Sam. Sam, I don't look at my life that way. And in the work, we look at our life as a, shall we say, an extension of what is going on within us. And sabotage simply means that you're undermining what you want to achieve. And that's kind of sad too, because life is not about what we achieve. Life is about what we are, not who we are, what we are. So if you can go back and look and see how you sabotaged yourself, I think you will find out. And I don't know the nitty-gritty of your life, so I'm just presuming all of this, so forgive me. It is because you followed your impulses, your genetic impulses, your DNA impulses, all the things that most people think of as the norm. They think that's a normal way to live one's life. And until you are willing to see that that is maybe the norm of humanity and the way they operate, that it leads to terrible things inside a person's life. Until you understand that, there isn't going to be much way of helping you in any way, shape, or form, because you're going to start living your life only from the impulses of your body and not the awakening of your insight. Insight is something that a person comes to who has, in a way, shall I say this, denied their impulses and no longer operate from them. Rather, they have a clarity. They sit and they are awakened by their meditation, by their contemplation that is beyond the idea of just thinking. It's realizing the bigger picture of their life and looking at their life from the sense of not how do I survive, but listen, but what is my eternity? What is my immortal side of my life? Why is it I don't work from the immortal, eternal side of my life rather than just the physicality of my life and the impulses that my human body are always putting on me? Now, when I look at my life from that point of view, I have an entirely different insight. It's not a philosophy, because people live by their philosophy, Sam. They live by the philosophy of what they think is moral or right or wrong, good and bad, or what will benefit them. They're always looking for some sort of benefit. So when you understand all of this, and when you come to understand it in any way, shape, or form, when you have insight and you see that it's selfishness, pride, vanity, and the insecurity of not being able to really reckon with the spiritual side of your life, the side that most people consider woo-woo or religious, it doesn't fit their nihilism or any of that, then you have something different. It took years for me. This is how we break our chain of birth to death thing that most of us are, embroiled in here in this earth. We all came because of our karma. We entered into this body from parents that we karmically brought to ourselves some way or manner. It could have been anyone, but basically it's our parents that we have unfinished business with in many ways. And it's not just them personally, it's the typical parent that we would have in our life, the one that most fit our indifference. And that's the truth. When I have great indifference towards my life, I will live only according to the flesh. I will live according to my human heart. Your human heart will betray you at every turn. It will. And that is the real sabotage. Desire, ambition, pride, vanity. These are the human heart elements that make up the difficulty of our life. And why our life is as difficult as it is, because we make it that way. When I operate from desire, ambition, and pride, when I am looking to get all I can get and I want a luxurious life or an easy life over a simple life, which is totally different, a life that reflects insight, compassion, mercy, and the authentic heart. When I'm in that modality, that's a totally different thing than what most of us are engaged in. We are ensconced in our bodies, in our pride, in our vanity. So when you look back and you see the sabotage, here's the deal. Maybe you weren't supposed to, due to your karma and the consequences of it in this lifetime, have all the things you said you wanted and that you sabotage yourself from. You said you think you have the right to have a good life, you said. I'm reading your email here, and a life where you have as much money as you would like to have, yada da yada da. All of that is true. You think of that as the scourge. You're being punished, as you put here in your email. No, you're not being punished. There is another direction for your life to go into, and you're not listening. This is what I found with myself. So I speak from authority here. I found out if I am only concerned about my, shall we say, my survival and my comfort and all the things that I want or that I think I deserve or whatever, if I only think in terms of what I can get and I'm a getter and there are plenty of places to go and listen to speeches on getting, if you are a getter, you will miss the giver. The meaning inside of you is something you have forgotten or are not available for. And if I'm not available for the meaning of my life over what would get me what I want as my pseudo life, then I will miss everything that is important. And that's where people go wrong. So looking back and seeing how you sabotaged yourself, you were not inclined to a spiritual practice. You were not inclined to understand the bigger picture of your life. You were not impulse to understand that you are here to break the chain of birth and death. You were not available for the true heart, the authentic heart. You were only available for the human heart, which has all sorts of alibis and beliefs and theories and proclivities to do nothing but self-destruct. And if that's the way it's going to be for you until you wake up and realize that there is something more going on inside you than what your ego can define as a comfortable life or a good life, then you understand. And you can do this. It's just a matter of doing it. I hope that helped you, Sam. And thank you for listening to Aspire. And thank you, my audience, for listening. And I hope this helped you. And please forgive me. Namaste.